Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, oh my. What a great start to April with our midweek service last night. Just a delightful time together with the people of God, enjoying the study of the Word of God. Great spirit, great singing of the songs of God. Just always a delight. A family reunion right in the middle of the week. And we sure enjoy our midweek services here at Bible Baptist Church. And I hope it was that way where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And that God, most importantly, God met with you and spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed here in the middle of the week. And now we're ready to continue moving on through this first full week of April and serving the Lord with gladness. I'm glad to serve the Lord. I'm happy in the service of the King, and I hope you are as well. And I want to talk a little bit along those lines, not just serving God, but how to end well. And for that, I want you to think about two scriptures with me. One is in Job 23. Job 23 and verse number 8, where Job says this: "Behold, I go forward, but he's not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." And I couple that with what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, when he said that I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. No one was more afflicted, tested, and tried than Job. The Apostle Paul might have been the closest in the New Testament. He talks of him in 2 Corinthians about how he's been through shipwreck and stonings and imprisonment and beatings and perils and hunger and threats and thirst, among many, many trials and tribulations. And now he's down to the chopping block. He's down to where they're ready to behead him, and his life will be over. And he writes those wonderful, wonderful, yet amazing words: "I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith." What a summary of life. Oh, I'd like to make that statement when I come to the end. To do that, you got to go through trials. To do that, you have to go through troubles. To do that, you have to win over the testings of life. Everybody has trials, folks. Everybody has troubles, whether it's personal life, whether it's marriage, whether it's work, whether it's finances, whether it's health, whether it's friendships. The truth is, you're going through a trial. You're going through testing. And sometimes we feel like Job. Now, we're not Job. We're not even close to Job, but we relate to Job because of the trouble. Like Job said in verse 8, "I go forward, but God's not there. I go backward, but he's not there. I think he's hiding himself. I can't see him." What do you do when you don't see God? What do you do when it seems as if God's hiding himself? How do you get through those times and still end well? How do you get through those situations and still say, "I fought a good fight, I finished my course, and I've kept the faith"? Well, let's follow what Job said. Number one, determine the trial will make you better. Determine the trial will make you better. He said, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I'm going to be better because of this trial. He didn't say, "I'll come forth as a nervous wreck." He didn't say, "I'll come forth with a nervous breakdown. I'll come forth with bitterness." He says, I'm determined to be better by this, not bitter by this. Listen, nothing can ruin you but you. Jesus said it's nothing that comes outside the body that defiles the body. You have to let that ruin you. It's not, "I hope I can make it." No, he said, "When I'm tried, I will come forth as gold. I shall come forth as gold." That was a determination. That was an absolute certainty in Job's eyes. Lee Robertson, the great preacher who's now in heaven, had his 2-year-old girl and baby die. And so what did his wife and he do? He said, we'll start a camp. And we'll name it Camp Joy after our little girl. And we'll let boys and girls come free of charge and preach the gospel to them. And thousands, thousands were saved. Why? Because they determined they're going to be better, not bitter, with what they go through. Listen, will you determine not to be defeated? Will you determine to be better because of the trial and not bitter? So what did Job do? He determined that the trial was going to make him better. Number two, he decided to keep doing right no matter what. Later on in verse 11 and 12 of Job 23, he said, "My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I come, and neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." He said, I decided to keep on doing right. My foot held his steps. His way I've kept. I've not declined at all. When you don't see God, when you don't understand where he is, if he seems as if he's hiding himself, you know what you do? You keep on doing what is right to do. You keep on doing what you ought to be doing. Neither have I gone back from thy commandments. Do you? Do you keep on praying? Do you keep on witnessing? Do you keep on in your Sunday school class? Do you keep on ushering? Do you keep on living for others? Do you keep on in your Bible reading, in your Bible study? Do you keep on being faithful to the house of God? Do you keep on singing in the choir? Do you keep on being kind? Do you keep on loving your family? The easy thing to do when trials come and troubles come is just drop everything. I've seen it through the years. Trouble comes and people drop church. Trouble comes and prayer goes. And trouble comes and they quit Sunday school and they quit helping others and they quit witnessing. Don't do that, my friend. Don't do that. Oh, there's too many used to Christians. What's that mean? Well, I used to teach Sunday school. I used to sing in a choir. I used to pass out gospel tracts. I used to usher. I used to be a deacon. Used to. What happened? Listen, my friend, when obedience is most difficult, it is most necessary. When Paul and Silas were preaching, many were saved, and they were arrested and thrown in jail. The Bible says, laid many stripes upon them and put their feet in stocks. And now it's midnight, and I'm sure they're bruised and battered and bleeding. What do you think they felt like doing? We'll never know, because you know what they did? They prayed and sang praises to God. And then the earthquake came. And the jailer came in and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And he went out and explained the word of God and plain salvation to his family and to him. And the whole family got saved. Why? Because two preachers just kept on doing what's right, even though they didn't understand it. You understand, they went into Philippi because there was a man in a vision to Paul saying, "Come over and help us." Well, that sure turned out well. Now they're sitting in prison, being arrested for preaching Jesus. Can I help you? Just be faithful. Just keep on doing what's right. You have an argument at home? We'll be in church. Stay in the book. You have a bad day at work? We'll be in church. Stay in the book. You lost your job? Then get in church. Stay in the book. You have a loved one die? Stay in church. Be in the book. Get bad news from the doctor? Stay in church. Be in the book. Just decide I'm going to be doing right no matter what. How do I come forth as gold? Job said, I'm going to turn and be better by it. I'm going to decide to keep doing what's right. And number three, I'm going to have a desire to meditate on the word of God. I've esteemed the words of my mouth more than my necessary food. He treats the Bible more necessary than his food. We have set times to eat. Most of us do. And oftentimes, we eat whether we're hungry or not. Is your Bible like that? Do you have a set time where you read the Bible? And you sit down and you read it whether you feel like it or not. You see, the Bible isn't just for information. The Bible is for transformation. The Bible is the only book that can transform you. It can change you. And the Bible anchors you to Jesus Christ. More than you need physical food, you need spiritual food from the Word of God. More than you need physical nourishment, you need spiritual nourishment from the Word of God. Listen, my friend, I expect a mechanic to know cars. And I expect a lawyer to know law. And I expect the doctor to know medicine. I expect an insurance agent to know insurance. Shouldn't we expect a Christian to know his Bible? If you want to end well, you have to determine, you have to decide, and you have to desire. You have to determine that you're going to be better through the trials and not bitter. You have to decide to keep doing right no matter what. And you have to desire to meditate in the Word of God. Not just read the Word, though you need to read it. And not just study the Word, though you need to study it. And not just memorize the word, though we ought to memorize the word, but we need to meditate in the word of God. That just means we need to be thinking about it all the time. The Bible, usually when it talks about meditating in the word of God, it's day and night. That's constant. And so fill your mind, fill your heart with the words of God, and thank the Lord we have them. You understand, Paul would say, I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, and I've kept the faith. Fought a good fight, that's his determination to keep fighting. Finished my course, that's when he's deciding to do what's right. Keeping the faith, that's his desiring the word of God, because that's where the faith comes from. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, my friend, God never moves without purpose or plan. When trying his servant and molding a man, give thanks to the Lord, though the testing seem long. In darkness he giveth a song. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistakes. He knoweth the path that I take. And when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Determine you'll come forth as gold. Determine that they can say of you at the end, well, they fought a good fight, they finished the course, and they kept the faith. Boy, what a great, great ending that would be. I want to end well. You know, so many start well. But the Christian life isn't about just starting well. The Christian life is about finishing well. And so keep your eyes on Jesus, and let's finish. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And he'll see us through right to the finish line. Let's determine, let's decide, and let's desire. And that's how we end well, according to Job and the Apostle Paul. Well, I hope that's been a help to you today. It has to me. I want to finish well. And I want to remind you, these are now podcasts. I think you can get them on YouTube now. And what used to be iTunes, I'm not sure if it's just Apple Podcasts now or what it's called. Of course, iHeartRadio. There's many other areas. Might be on Spotify now. But you can pick up these broadcasts on any of those platforms, I believe. And then you can listen at your convenience if you don't catch it on the regular broadcast time. But I sure appreciate those of you who listen. Brother Gary and Janet and Chris and just so many, and we appreciate those of you. Contact us from time to time. If we can pray for you or be a blessing in some way, let us know. And we rejoice with you when you rejoice, and we'll pray with you when there's time to pray and take your needs to God. We'll partner with you in prayer. And again, I appreciate so much those of you who contribute to Words to Encourage, and it's a blessing to us to keep us going on the airwaves. And God has been good to us. This May now will be 12 years on the radio. Hard to believe, but God has been so good to us, and it's because of great folks like you who listen and support the broadcast of Words to Encourage Radio. All right. I hope you have a great Thursday. Remind you of our addictions, faith-based addictions ministry. The Bridge to Recovery meets every Thursday night at 6:30 right here at Bible Baptist Church, 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday nights, and we invite you out for that. Have a great Thursday, everybody. And until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
smile.